All right, clucking comrades, welcome back to Crisio's Clucky Chronicles. Today, we're going to dust off our metaphorical chicken beak and peck around in the past to uncover the fascinating, might be true, might not be true history, and all kinds of stuff about chickens. Now, don't worry, it's not going to be all dry lectures about dinosaurs and evolution. We're going to have some fun just clucking around and uncovering some weird chicken facts and maybe even clucking out some dumb puns that'll have you cackling louder than a hen house during egg laying time. We'll see about that one. So buckle up, buttercups, because we're starting our journey millions of years ago with the mighty dinosaurs. That's right, folks. Chickens actually have a prehistoric pedigree that would make even the toughest T-Rex cluck with pride. Believe it or not, we've been told that our clucky friends, the chickens, evolved from these giant reptiles, specifically a group called theropods. All y'all dinosaur enthusiasts and historic loving folks, don't come after me about this. I'm just relaying information that I researched kind of, well, very poorly. So, you kind of get what you get here. It's all in good fun. I told y'all this is not going to be that boring of a show. I might know a tiny thing or two about micro-sized bits of pieces of chickens to tell y'all. Well, at least I can persuade some of y'all to go read a history book or Google the history of chickens for yourself. You know. So there's so many different forms of information with different information out there. You can go, well, whatever you choose. I'm just here to make you smile this morning or afternoon, whatever. All right, y'all. Let's fast forward a bit around 50 million years ago. These feathered friends started strutting their stuff, and what I found was in Southeast Asia. That's where the red jungle fowl comes in, the closest living relative to our modern-day chicken. Jungle fowl. Y'all see a picture of a jungle fowl. It kind of looks like a regular old gamecock rooster to me. Either way, the jungle fowl must have been some kind of yummy even way back millions of years ago. And the good Lord allowed it to continue on so we can still find a good use for it today. Now, although, well, let's be honest, these jungle fowl wouldn't win any beauty contests. They were scrawny feathered birds with bad attitudes. Basically, it's the high school bullies of the avian world. Kind of reminds me of my mean old rooster Carolyn I have on my chicken yard. Yeah, Carolyn was supposed to be a hen, but I was fooled by all the pretty colors, and I ended up with the meanest rooster I've ever had in my life. So I'm just caring for him. Kind of, yeah. He eats, he drinks, and we run from him. There you go. So my guess is Carolyn, he's probably a direct line descendant of these jungle fowl. He's got to be. Okay, well, here's where things get interesting, all right? Around 8,000 BC, humans in Southeast Asia started hanging out with the jungle fowl a little bit too closely. Maybe they were kind of tired of turkey for Thanksgiving. I don't know. Who knows? But this eventually led to the domestication of chickens. That's right, folks. We basically convinced these little dinosaurs to shack up with us and lay eggs for breakfast. Now, I know some of y'all don't eat chickens and you don't eat eggs like some of us do, and that's y'all's beeswax. No judgment here, okay? Be kind. But for those of us who do partake in the delights of the bird, find it very interesting, and we're very thankful for these birds for feeding our families. Now, I don't eat the birds on my chicken yard. I do partake of the eggs and all the colorful eggs that they give me because it's protein. But I certainly ain't knocking none of these folks for friending fine feathered, you know, folks and jungle fowls way back yonder. 'Tis the circle of life, y'all, you know. I'm sure if these chickens were the size of Godzilla, the tables would have turned a bit different. But here we are. So there you go. Now, I bet those early humans were clucking happy once they made feathered friends with them. I mean, come on, free eggs. That's a bargain. This is how, like, the first chicken nugget was probably made anyway. And I bet there was some tests over some rotisserie devices back then, too, y'all. Now, did you know chickens have been worshipped in some cultures? The ancient Egyptians saw them as symbols of, like, rebirth or something. And the Romans, they used them for fortune-telling. It's kind of crazy. Makes you wonder, like, what were they thinking about through all of this period of time, you know? Can you imagine having a chicken read your fortune and then that be the end of you? Oh, I know Carolyn would kill me right straight off. Oh, that'll be the end of me if he was my fortune teller. I'd be gone. It would totally suck rotten eggs if that was the case. But I think it's amazing how far this whole entire clucky critter has been throughout all of history and all of the different roles it's played in many cultures and lands, and it's still here. We're still breeding chickens. We're still eating chickens. We're still friending chickens. It's just awesome how it's still here and it's very present. So now from dinosaurs to breakfast staples, chickens has had one heck of a journey, I think. They've traveled the world and been worshipped as gods and continue to provide us with delicious meat, eggs, and the occasional chicken nugget dipped in barbecue sauce. Now, I know I enjoy a good old chicken nugget from time to time with some barbecue sauce, and I guess if you need some, you know, sweet and sour, you can do that too. But it's a good source of protein, and I guess if you need some good protein from a critter to live and sustain life all these millions of years, and what a great one to continue to be gifted with, a chicken, right? It's interesting. Makes a lot of people grateful for it, no matter what your view is. Now, a few chicken bits for y'all you might know or you might not know, you might not care, but here it is. Some studies have shown that chickens have a surprising understanding of numbers. Now, I can speak for my chickens when I say that mine can't count at all, y'all. But we've seen some on TV that can, and some are trained to play the piano. They do different things, so there's that. Now, they say they can distinguish between small quantities and larger ones up to about 5. I think that's something. A chicken that can count to 5. Anyway, I'm sorry, I digress. But chickens, they can also recognize themselves in a mirror. It's a sign of self-awareness that some scientists believe is quite rare in the animal kingdom. But I mean, I also think like apes, monkeys, and a few others can also do this. And kudos to these birds for being very vain too. Now, when I put mirrors out in my chicken yard, all they did was look and growl and kick at them. So I don't know, maybe mine didn't figure that out. But they also say chickens have excellent color vision and can see a wider range of colors than humans can. Now, it plays a big role in their social interactions and foraging for food. Now, I do know that when I wear red in the chicken yard, that hateful tail rooster Carolyn runs at me and tries to kick the living dinosaur out of me. Well, I guess it's a true thing. I mean, how do they know anyway? Did the chicken tell them? Did the test they run on their eyeballs tell them? I mean, I don't know. But either way, apparently they can see way more colors than us, and that's cool. I think that's awesome. I wish I could. Now, I do know another thing. Chickens love taking dust baths, dirt baths, whatever you want to call them. It helps them get rid of parasites, keeps their feathers in good condition, and basically it's a feather spa day over here on my chicken yard. And it's fun to watch them, too. I've got a little pool out there, put some diatomaceous earth and put their dirt in there. They have them a ball. Just so cute to see. Now, chickens also have a surprisingly complex vocabulary of clucks, cackles, and other sounds. Listen to your chickens, or listen to somebody else's chickens. Just watch what they do and listen to them, because they use these sounds to communicate with each other about food, danger, social hierarchy, all kinds of stuff. I've heard that chickens understand over 100 words, and if you got crazy roosters, I bet them rascals know a few cuss words, too. I know my chickens know their names, and when I say the word snacky, they come running. I also know that these tiny dinosaurs have very keen hearing, because they have an alert tone that they use to let me know when the dogs get too close to their yard, or a squirrel, or another bird, or a hawk, or the mailman, or FedEx. You know, you get the drift. Now, I'm here to tell you that wishbone you love to crack on holidays or family get-togethers, well, in reality, it's not a bone at all. It's a clavicle, or a furcula, if I said that right, and I probably didn't. It's actually present in many dinosaurs, including the mighty T-Rex. So the next time you cracking a wishbone with your friend, your cousin, your crazy uncle or aunt, you ain't just sharing a tradition. You're making a prehistoric connection to the world of dinosaurs. Told y'all I knowed a little bit something. Ain't that fun to know. Chicken breeders today, they got selectively chosen traits that they find desirable, like rapid growth for meat production or high egg laying rates, and leading to the creation of all these beautiful specialized breeds unlike anything seen in their wild ancestors. like the Cornish cross. It's a popular meat bird, and it can reach a weight of 8 pounds in just a few weeks. Something unimaginable for that red jungle fowl. So next time you see a plumpy, juicy chicken breast, you can thank selective breeding for that modern marble. Or, you know, maybe you can mourn the loss of the fitness model jungle fowl. It's your choice, really, whatever you want to do. All right, folks. That's all the clucking time I got for today, and I hope you learned something new about our feathered chicken friends, whatever. You might did, you might didn't. It's all right. I shared it with you anyway. Remember, chickens are more than just egg-laying machines. They're survivors, they're weirdos, and they're clucking awesome. I love them. On this show, we don't condemn anyone for enjoying chickens the way they want to, be it breeders, meat eaters, farmers, or pet keepers. So with that being said, do me and my flock a favor by going to the YouTube channel, Chrissio's Clucky Chronicles, watch and subscribe to the vlogs, then visit the website at chrissioshow.com. See all the chicken things we got there, including the blog and the merch. All right, y'all flock and feather lovers, your flock stars. I appreciate all y'all, and until next time, I want you to stay curious, keep on clucking, and keep on getting it. Next time you see a chicken, holler at it. Say, hey, chicken, how are you? I know you came from tiny dinosaurs way back when. And I appreciate all y'all. How about that? Did you hear about the chicken who ran from the T-Rex? Good, now you know how that goes. We got some great guests that's going to be coming down the pipeline, y'all, so you cannot forget to tune in. I don't know if I mentioned the vlogs, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Well, they're there, right there on ye old YouTube channel. ChrissioShow.com for the blogs, the DIY, the family recipes, the merch, the whatever else you want to look at. Hey, we're all about feathered things here. And I'm glad I could give you a little bit of backstory on chickens. I try to answer as many people back as I humanly possibly can on social media. I mean, I am on Facebook and Instagram and the TikTok and YouTube and a little bit of Pinterest here and there. So you can find me in a lot of places. And I got a lot of friends. I got a lot of veterinarian friends. I got a lot of backyard chicken enthusiast friends. I got a lot of farmer friends. I just got a lot of friends that do a lot of things, that do a lot of good for people like me and you. Now, you might not realize this, but every time you walk into a grocery store, yeah, farmer made that happen. It's not all weirdness that you hear. Sure, yeah, there's some funky stuff that goes on in food and growing and all that, but what better way to just control what you eat and you consume than to learn from people who actually do it and grow their own stuff? You can be your own backyard enthusiast if you want to. And I hope in some weird, strange, magical way I can help you do that. So we'll start slow, then we'll grow. How about that? Start slow and grow. It can be anything from plants to seeds to working in your greenhouse to growing stuff on your windowsill to maybe even convincing you to, you know, get you a couple eggs and hatch them or just, you know, adopt a chicken. You know, no matter what you use it for, you still got a cute little feathered dinosaur on your hands. And I enjoy all of mine, as you can tell when you watch all the vlogs and stuff that we do. So I am glad that I get to be a part of this. And I'm glad that we get to share so many opinions and so many views and different things on here. Everybody's got their own way of doing stuff. There ain't no shame in this game. I'm not faulting nobody for what they do and how they do. They take care of their flocks. And that's the main thing. They take care of the animals, take care of their flocks. They're good, good folks. And I can't wait for you to meet them. I guess this is going to be the end of this particular introductory podcast show. I'm glad I got to sit here with you and jawjack a little bit and let you know a little bit about chickens and the backstory and the history of how chickens evolved. Kind of interesting. So many things that went on and fed us as a human race with these chickens. You know, jungle fowl, all these fancy breeds we got now. later on, as the episodes progress and go through, we'll talk about other things like bobwhite quails, Cochin quails, cows, pigs, those types of things. We'll talk about plants and how to grow them and just how to be a good farmstead, homesteader person. Feed yourself, your families, and what have you. I think it's going to be interesting. I think it's going to be cool. We'll make it a little bit fun along the way. So it won't be that boring. I hope not anyway. Well, y'all have a good day. And if you can't be good at it. Don't blame me. I'm just a little southern podcaster. Just doing my thing like everybody else. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening, everybody. My name is Chrissio from Chrissio's Clucky Chronicles and ChrissioShow.com. Y'all have a cluck-tastic, fabulous day, Flock Stars.